Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to be talking about entrepreneurship. It's alive and well on the North Coast, despite what other people may say about the economy. Today in the studio, I have two young women who took a leap of faith and opened new businesses here in Astoria. I have Judith Stokes. She opened Florine and Company here in downtown Astoria. Hi, Judith.
Hi.
And I also have Sarah Jane Barty, who is the owner of 11th Street Barber.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah Jane.
Hi.
And in order to keep the program kind of keep some clarity here, I think what we'll do is we'll split the show into two in a way. And we will first talk with Judith Stokes of Florine & Company, and then we'll talk with Sarah Jane Barty in the second half of the program about 11th Street Barber. But before that, the idea of entrepreneurship, of taking a leap of faith, is, I think, just epitomized so beautifully in this Goethe, the German philosopher's, something he's written here, which I have committed to memory, but I'm not going to trust my memory at this moment, so here it is. This is from Goethe. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always hesitation. Concerning all acts of initiation and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man or woman could have dreamed would have come his or her way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic. Begin it now. Well, these two young women did just that. So, Judith Stokes of Florine & Company, let's talk a little bit about you and your vision of opening a new business in Astoria, Oregon. Tell us, please, a little bit about your background.
I grew up in Vancouver, Portland, pretty much my whole life. I love the area. I love the Northwest. And I basically, before jumping into this new career, I've basically been in food and drink for 15 years in Portland, as everybody knows is such a, you know, great place to do food and drink. I had a couple of wonderful jobs there. And I was looking to buy a house. I had money saved up to buy a house, but I decided to drop everything and move out here instead and take that money and open up a new business. So,
why Astoria? Why did you think, we'll talk about what your business is. However, you know, the reason that you chose Astoria, and maybe it's because there was no business like this here, or why did you choose Astoria?
I've had some friends out here. I have a couple of friends that have lived out here for about 10 years, so it's always been my go-to when I wanted to leave the city and just get out of town and, you know, kind of slow down and relax a little bit, get out of the traffic. So I decided to make it permanent because I've just always loved it. I think that Astoria just has so much to offer. It's really kind of magical to me. The beauty is just, there's nothing that compares when you wake up and you look out, you know, onto the water and you see the ships and just kind of the pace of life out here is lovely. People take more time to do the things that they wanted to do as far as projects and crafts and arts and, the music is great, the community's great, the people are great. It's just, you know, Portland's amazing. I love it, you know, but Portland's people are nice, but people out here are really nice. So it just has a nice sense of community.
It's a small town. And,
I feel like I can make bigger waves out here than I can in Portland. So,
okay, bigger waves. Yes, there are bigger waves here than in Portland, probably. the mouth of the Columbia River. So, Judith, where did you get this idea for Florine & Company? What is it, and how did this idea come to you?
I've just realized as a woman that there wasn't any high-end makeup out here on the North Coast at all. The only thing that people have are, you know, the box stores and the chains where you get stuff that is not good for you. It's not good for your skin. And like I say all the time, your skin's your biggest organ. I mean, we have to take care of it as women. And I feel like health and beauty go hand in hand. And where smaller towns are behind on trends, health trends to me are the most important. So I try to share with women as much as I can how they need to take care of themselves from the inside out. And if they are going to wear makeup, it has to be makeup that's healthy for you. You know, it has to be you know, I just want women to feel empowered and to feel healthy and take care of themselves. And
we all know that toxins do go into the body through the skin.
Yes.
And there are so many toxins in the world today, more than ever. So Florine and Company, where did the name come from?
Florine was my grandmother. And so she, it's kind of a little homage to her. And I also thought that while my parents knew that I was taking a huge risk, I would at least make them proud somehow. So
that kind of
smoothed things out a little bit.
No matter what happens to the business, it has my grandma's
name.
Yeah,
it's grandma. So yeah, I'm trying to bring in more brands as I grow. Right now, I just have the Bare Minerals. And I have Alchemella, which is a fabulous skincare line from Oregon City. I'm trying to do as much local as possible. And then I also have an esthetician and a massage therapist. And we offer amazing services for really, really great prices because we want people to be able to, I feel like it's a necessity. It's alternative medicine. And we want people to be able to come in and get those services that they can afford and
well,
take
this
care of
idea
themselves.
Of self-care, of self-nurturing, mm-hmm. it's not a selfish thing because we do have to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
And so you said, I don't see in Astoria, Oregon, a place where there's a business where people can buy, you know, mineral makeup or healthy kind of things that I want to offer. Mm-hmm. And this was obviously a passion of yours. You had to have a passion if you were going to decide to open a business here.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never opened a business before.
I used to own a food cart on Mississippi Avenue in Portland.
Okay,
so
right.
Whew, that was work.
And okay, so from a food cart to Florine and Company, and I understand you remodeled the space that you leased.
Yes, the old Air Mobile gas station on the corner of 11th and Duane. It used to be it had been sitting for quite some time as office buildings, but you can tell it had not been renovated for, I mean, it looked like maybe 1970-something. It was groovy. It was really groovy.
Did you
looking.
Have any experience, though, with remodeling or renovating a building?
I have. I mean, I've always had a lot of small projects, and I've always liked to do very light carpentry. I grew up around five boys who are carpenters, so I know my way around, you know, enough tools, so...
So you did this yourself. You painted. I mean, what did you need to do to the building?
I had somebody help me. We had to do a lot. We had to rip out a few layers of carpet and do a lot of grinding, fix, you know, some drywall. I had to have a bathroom put in, you know, trim work, just, you know, basic remodel, tear out some of the awesome old drop ceiling tiles, which... Nobody wants those.
When did you actually open?
The first week of August.
Okay,
this last
so you've
year.
Been open for a few months. Okay,
yes,
a little over 6 months.
Yes,
and how has business been? And what how have you gotten involved with the community?
Business has been good. It's still growing. Like I said, I've only been open for 5 months. I have, you know, I'm gaining more and more customers. There are more new people coming through the door almost daily. So it's good to, you know, I'm trying to spread the word as much as possible and advertise as much as possible. But I've also become a member of the ADHDA, which I'm really loving and, you know, doing the whole building blocks and urban renewal project, you know, with City Hall as well. I've really enjoyed that. And just, I'm really excited to see what the city is going to do, how it's going to become and, you know, how it's going to grow and just the whole revitalization of it. So I'm trying to be really a part of that because I am proud of Astoria. I love it. Like I said, I've been coming out here for a long time, so I feel like it's already been my second home for quite some time. So I'm just trying to, you know, utilize, you know, what I can and the people that I've met and just try to do work with them. And
were you concerned that your business might fail? I mean, obviously you don't know.
Yeah.
It's so, yeah, I mean, you must have been afraid.
I'm always concerned. Yeah, absolutely.
How did you overcome the fear and just say, no, I'm going to open this little business in Astoria, Oregon?
Because I know that it's what women want. Women want to feel good. They want to look good. They want to feel good. And I want to help them do that in a healthy way. I want them to feel better about themselves, not, you know, just through makeup. But I just feel like I can reach the majority of women in this county. That's my goal, is to reach them and to just teach them what I've share with them what I know and what I've learned.
And so. You have gotten involved with the Astoria Historic Downtown Association, mm-hmm. as you just were talking about, and you also give away gift certificates, and you do. I mean, I think this community service thing is a huge piece, mm-hmm. is being part of it, because there are a lot of needs in this community. Mm-hmm. And is there anything surprising that you found after you took this leap, and your parents were a little nervous, and you were nervous, and you know, how do you feel about it now that you've done it? I mean, obviously, it's still new. But overall,
I feel like I've just begun. I've got a whole list that I'm going to check out or check off. And there's so many things that I'm looking forward to. It's just, you know, it's a hard time of the year. People warn me that winter time is going to be hard. You know, everyone is pretty dependent on a tourist season. So I was expecting that January, February, you know, even into March is going to be slow. And I don't want to have to depend on the tourists. I want people here. I want people to, you know, of the community to depend on me, and I want to depend on them. And, you know, I want to bring in people year round. And
oh, well, you're doing work with wedding parties and that's one of the things you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to start. My esthetician is an amazing makeup artist. She does a lot of weddings in Portland. And so we're going to collaborate, hopefully with Betsy down at Salon Verve, and we're going to try to see if we can come up with some really good wedding packages, and, you know, just so that people don't have to worry about running around in all different areas on their wedding day, you know, which is really stressful. We're going to try to just alleviate that stress on our brides. And
Judith, I would agree that we have always hear that, you know, January is a tough month for people. It's after Christmas, and, you know, people have spent their money at Christmas, and then but February has Valentine's Day, so I would think that might be, because yeah. both of your businesses would obviously be a natural for that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. If you want to make your lady happy.
Is there any other thing that you'd like to say about being a woman entrepreneur, about what you've just done by taking on this Florina company, your grandmother's name, here you've mm-hmm. given it to this business? Anything that you have learned or that you'd like to share with the listening audience about it?
Yeah, I feel empowered. I think it's amazing. I think that like I said, I still have a list of things that I want to accomplish and conquer. And it's exciting to see all the females who do own businesses in this town. I think it's very empowering. And like I said, I feel like there's some way that I can be, while leaving Portland, I feel like I can be a bigger fish in a little pond and really try to just, I don't know, use my energy and my youth to really try to make this town rock. Yeah.
That's, all right. That's so Judith really wants to make the town rock. Okay, that's I'm not sure. It's like, okay, open a business story. What is my mission here? Okay, make the town rock.
Yeah,
right.
That's well, right.
There's, and I know you've been very supported by being involved with the community, with the Downtown Association, and that's really an important and powerful thing, too. So, mm-hmm. so Judith Stokes of Florina Company in downtown Astoria. And do you have a website or anything, Judith?
I'm on Facebook, which is the best way to check me out if you like me. It's www.facebook.com/FlorineCo, FlorineCo.
And what is Florine? Is that French? A French name?
No, I don't know.
It's a kind beautiful of a, name, Florine, your grandmother's
pretty.
Name. All right.
It's
well,
whatever it is, it's
I'm
yeah.
sure your grandmother's smiling.
It's an old
right
country
now.
Out of the middle of the sticks in Utah name, I guess.
Really? All right, yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to have to research. What is the meaning of Florine? Most names you can find on the internet, where they have a meaning.
Well, it's funny you say that, because if you actually look it up, I was trying to hide this from the town, but if you look it up, it is one of the most toxic elements in the system. It's basically the most toxic I don't want to say element, but the most toxic
really?
Thing that you could use. It's used to make like an H-bomb.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well,
there's a bunch of different spellings for it, but yes, it's
well, Florine sounds French. It's just, so you feel think flower.
We will pretend that it could be French down
right,
the road.
Can
yes.
You give it a different meaning, because it's all about reframing and new perspective on
yes.
things. So we're going to, you have to reframe that. And
yes.
You're using, well, you did it to honor your grandmother.
Yes. So, I'm going to H-bomb the town with beauty and awesomeness.
There okay. you go. All right. That's good. I like it. Thank you so much, Judith. Okay, great. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're talking about women entrepreneurs in Astoria. I have two young women who just in the last few months opened businesses in downtown Astoria, Oregon. Judith Stokes of Florine and Company. And now we're going to be speaking with Sarah Jane Barty. And Sarah Jane is the owner of 11th Street Barber. Hi, Sarah Jane.
Hi.
So let's hear a little bit about your background, please.
I grew up in New Jersey,
And I moved to the promised land of Southern California to go to hair school. And I did that. I went to the Sassoon Academy, and that was great. But I was really disappointed in Southern California. It was not all that was promised to me.
In what way?
It was crowded. It was dirty. The people were rude. Worse than in New Jersey, actually, if you can believe that. I know. And I was just miserable there. And my mom, my brother, and I came up here for a weekend. My brother worked on a boat that would dock here. And I needed an escape from Los Angeles, and we came up here, and the three of us just fell in love with it and decided to move here. The architecture, I think, was a big draw for me. I went to architecture school, dropped out. I couldn't sit long enough at a desk, but this town's just so beautiful and really surprisingly well-preserved, and I got into the historic preservation program at the community college and worked on that for about a year. And I've left a couple times. I've gone to Portland twice, but I always come back to Astoria. The community here is really special, I think, and welcoming. And it just feels like home, more so than home, more so than where I grew up. And I always wanted to be involved in it. And now that I have a business downtown, I really feel part of it, part of the Astoria family, I guess you could say.
What made you decide? You're only 24 years old.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling kind of old right now because I was 23 about a week ago. So...
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right. And so you decided to, you said, I think you'd been working at, it was formerly Crossfades Barbershop.
Crossfades Analog Barbershop. Yeah. I worked there for about a year and a half part-time. I was going to architecture school in Portland, and I would commute back here Thursday nights after I got out of class and then work through the weekend and then go back to Portland and go to class. And my time here was great. I was so happy here, and then I was absolutely miserable drafting for 14 hours at a time in Portland and taking buses and dealing with that whole thing. And I just decided I'd had enough and wanted to commit myself to the barbershop and to Astoria and just pursue my own happiness.
Pursuing your own happiness. Yeah. All right. And the owner of Crossfades was deciding to sell,
yes.
Going to retire.
He opened a second one down in Eugene.
Oh, okay.
And his original plan was to be able to run both of them, but I think the commute just wound up to be a little longer than he had originally anticipated, and it just didn't work out as planned. So the opportunity came up, and I just kind of closed my eyes and jumped at it.
Close your eyes and jumped. Okay, well, that's right. Sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah.
Because if you open your eyes, you think you see all the obstacles.
It was really scary. Yeah. So I just shut it all down and just did it. Yeah. Tried not to think about it.
All right. So you just took over and you renamed it 11th Street Barber.
Yes.
In January.
Yes. First of January.
All right. And you made it your own by creating an atmosphere where, I think you only have women barbers there now.
Yes. It's myself, Alinksa, and Ronnie.
Okay.
And it's really neat because we all have very different personalities and styles, but we work really well together. But I think because we are so different, we each draw a certain kind of clientele.
Are they all men? For everybody. All men who come there?
99%. There's a couple women, and I'm not opposed to having women in, particularly women that are into going to a barbershop to get their hair cut. It's not a salon. I used to work in salons. And it's not as fussy. We're not,
a barbershop
do color.
Is just, okay.
We don't come in, get your hair cut, have it. A beer.
That's right. Now, you do a couple of different things. First, you're doing straight razor shaves.
Straight
now,
razor shaves,
are those
yep.
coming back in fashion or something now?
They
or?
Should be. They definitely should be. I think so.
I mean, are men scared, though? Because, you have a blade and you're right.
I have noticed the first time somebody comes in for one, sometimes they seem a little nervous and maybe a little sweaty, but I think I put them at ease pretty well, and it's not scary. I've never I haven't killed anybody yet.
Oh, that's good. That's good for your business. All right. So you're doing haircuts and straight razor shaves.
Yeah.
And you provide beer to your clients. Yes. Now, what made you think about that? And how can you do that? I didn't know that was something a person could do.
Well, the Crossfades did it as well. And I saw it at some barbershops when I was living in L.A. And it's complimentary to anyone 21 and over. And how it works is we don't have a liquor license or a beer and wine license, but we don't sell it. It's not for sale. It's a gift. And you can take it or leave it as long as you're 21 and over.
Okay. So you have to go to the barbershop, show your ID so that you can get your haircut and your beer.
Yeah, bring your ID.
Okay.
And it's good. Sometimes we don't have appointments, so you walk in whenever you want, whenever's convenient for you, but sometimes you might have to wait 20 minutes or so, and it's nice to be able to have a beer while you flip through the magazines and wait.
What is different about working there and now you're the owner? How has that been different for you?
Well, there's definitely a lot more responsibilities, a lot more paperwork, a lot of papers that I didn't expect, filings with states and things like that. But other than that, it's just been an improvement. If there's something that I'm not happy with and I want to change, I can just change it. I don't have to ask anybody.
Has it turned out the way you envisioned it?
It's heading in that direction. We're still under construction. I painted a wall last week, and I haven't had the opportunity to hang up the new art yet. So, I mean, it's a process, but we're getting there.
But you're still busy. You're still having customers coming
in. We're doing great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I know that you're going to do a remote with KMUN this year.
Yes, in the spring, I hope.
And Terry Wilson, our engineer, you go there. And Terry is asking a question. He said, I was in the other day to just look at the barbershop. Yeah. And there are tons of wonderful old record albums on the wall. Do you ever play any of those old records?
Yes. In fact, every record cover on the wall has a record in it. And we can play them. The only thing is, a lot of the times when we're really busy during the day, I tend to just put on an MP3 player because we get so busy and we don't necessarily have time to change the records. But if we're slower and you want to pull a record down and listen to it, we can do that.
I think people really, there's something about a barbershop. You walk in, it is just so, it's just a classic kind of thing. You feel like you're stepping back in time a little bit.
Yeah, and it's relaxed. I never wanted it to feel intimidating in any way. It's just a casual community kind of place. And I like when you see in old movies and television shows that barbershops are sort of more than a place to get your hair cut and a shave, but also kind of just kind of sit around and chat kind of thing. And I think we're headed in that direction as well, and I like that.
And so being part of the community now, as an owner, as an entrepreneur, a young woman here, I mean, you're probably one of the youngest, if not maybe the youngest entrepreneur who owns a business that I know of in this community. Have you met other women like Judith was talking about? There are many women-owned businesses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if I'm the youngest.
You are. I'm pretty sure because I was and you beat me.
Sorry, Judith.
Okay. All right.
I don't feel like an entrepreneur, though. I just feel like a guy that cuts hair and mustaches. But
okay. A guy that's a girl who cuts hair and mustaches, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, Terry Wilson wants to say something.
One thing I like about the barbershop is I feel like I'm crawling into the back of a pickup because they're called a back bar, is a corrugated, very shiny.
Oh, our truck boxes. Our stations are truck boxes, yeah. Yeah, they work really well, actually. We had them electrified so we can plug all of our tools into... Are they called truck boxes, I guess? Yeah, the thing that goes in the back of your pickup. The toolbox that goes in the back of your pickup truck, yeah.
Sarah Jane, had you been saving money, how did you have the resources to purchase this barbershop?
I'd been saving money for a long time. Kind of similar to you, I was planning on buying a house because that's my biggest passion is architectural restoration and preservation. And I want to get my hands on my own little money pit. And so I'd been squirreling money away for a down payment since I was 18. But I realized that I didn't have enough to do that as is. So I put it into this business, and now hopefully I'll be able to make enough money and get my hands on a beautiful Victorian house somewhere on the hill.
Exactly. Ooh. All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? You both seem very passionate about this community, and you've kind of leapt into these businesses with, you know, full steam ahead. And I don't think anyone thinks the economy's ever really recovered, and not that it is going to in the way in which we knew it in the past. However, life does go on, and you wanted to be part of this community, and you wanted to make your mark. And so we just have a few minutes left. Is there any last thing that you'd like to say, Judith, of Florian & Company, about what you have done?
I mean,
young women who maybe are interested.
Well, like I said, it's all about health. I want people to take care. You know, when people come in and they ask about like their skin, you know, I want to make sure that they know that it's all about what you put in as well. I just want to see a healthier Astoria, which I'm sorry to say, I don't really see. I'm going to be honest. People need to be healthier out here. People need to glow. People need to move a little bit more. So I really want to kind of get that going. But I also do want to say that I'm going to start a happy hour when women get off work here within a couple of weeks. They can come in after work and soak their feet and get some tea and hang out with the ladies in the spa and get a foot rub. And it's going to be very, very affordable.
I might have to get in on that.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
Yeah. And I do have wine and champagne also and liquor as well.
Well, I think stress is obviously a huge factor for
people. It is huge. It is huge. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So come in after work and soak your feet and. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you could also rent out the spa, too. So if you want to get a group together to have it.
Okay. Sarah Jane, any last thing you'd like to say?
I would just say we have a great clientele already. But if you haven't been in, I mean, please come in and check us out. Everybody there is really nice and welcoming. And we're very affordable. We have a military discount as well. Mainly for Coast Guard, because that's what we have around here, but all military, they get $12 haircuts, because I feel for them, because they have to get their haircut like every 2 weeks.
Oh, poor
guys.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's rough. So, I just say come in, check us out, hang out, have a beer, and try a straight razor shave if you've never had one. They're really not that scary, and they make your face feel amazing.
Well, Sarah Jane, for 24 years old, I am mightily impressed with what you've done. So courage and onward to both of you.
Thank you.
And sometimes we do just have to move forward and take risks, because otherwise we're just living our lives perhaps, you know, without that adventure of the journey. And we need that. So anyway, so my guest today, yes, Terry, have been... Judith Stokes of Florian & Company and Sarah Jane Barty of 11th Street Barber in Astoria, Oregon, two young women, entrepreneurial spirits, making our community more vibrant. And I want to thank our engineer, Terry Wilson. Thank you, Terry. And I want to also express my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, and focus on those good things, on expanding them. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, on the amazing planet we call Earth.